In 2019, I started my first website, but by the end of 2021, I still was not making any money as a digital Debra. Not because I wasn't able to, mostly because I got inside my own head, thinking that I wasn't good enough, that my content wasn't good enough, and that nobody would pay me for my expertise. This was when I had my Cattle Upon a Hill website, a website about homesteading. I kept starting and stopping and switching directions of the website. No wonder no one would buy from me. I was all over the place. My husband was getting ready to retire, and I needed to supplement our family income. I saw a local business needing a cleaner. I went in and applied, and I got the job. This started my cleaning business. Then, in addition to cleaning, I started caring for elderly people in their homes, first through an agency, then on my own. I built both businesses to a wonderful part-time income, homeschooling my children in the morning and then working in the afternoon. I enjoy both kinds of work, cleaning because it pays well and I can see a job well done, and elderly care because I have always loved elderly people and I enjoy spending time with them. I was officially a Service Sarah. How about you? Are you a Service Sarah? Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Welcome back to the podcast. I am thrilled that you are here with me today as we embark on the journey of exploring the world of Service Sarah, a work-from-home personality that is all about providing valuable services to others from the comfort of your own home or close to home. If you haven't taken the quiz yet to see what your work-from-home personality type is, the link is in the show notes. Before we get started, I want to read another 5-star review from Apple Podcast. This one is from Teach Jen. Highly recommended. I love Amy's podcast. She always brings encouragement and biblical truths. I was a stay-at-home homeschool mom for 16 years, so I understand how rewarding it can be and yet so hard. I would have loved to have had Amy's podcast during those years. I am now an empty nester and entrepreneur, and her podcast ministers to me every time. If you are a stay-at-home mom working at a side hustle or have an idea that you are just not sure about, you are going to want to tune in to her episodes. I look forward to starting the scripture writing challenge with her. Thank you so much, Teach Jen. I really appreciate your 5-star review. If you enjoy this podcast, would you please go to Apple Podcast and leave me a 5-star review? This helps other Christian work-from-home moms find this podcast. She mentioned the scripture writing. We are finishing up the March scripture writing through Proverbs and getting ready for the April scripture writing, which will be all about gratitude and thankfulness. So make sure you check the show notes for that link as well. And you can either join us for the rest of March in the scripture writing challenge or be ready to start in April. I guess these last few podcasts are turning into a series of the personality type results from the work from home personality quiz. First, we talked about the remote Rebecca personality type in episodes 19 and 20. Then in episode 21, we talked about digital Debra. And today we are going to talk about Service Sarah. You might be wondering, what exactly is a Service Sarah? Well, let me break it down for you. Service Sarah is a go-getter with a heart of gold. She thrives on helping others, and she gets fulfillment from running a service-based business. She is all about making a positive impact while working from home or close to home. So some examples of Service Sarah jobs are, of course, what I mentioned in the intro, a cleaning business, a senior care business. You could also run errands or give rides through Uber or other services. There's also landscaping, weeding gardens, lawn mowing. You could also do jobs in your home, such as childcare, taking in sewing projects, growing vegetables or flowers to sell, pet sitting, or even renting out a portion of your home as an Airbnb. I have done many of these, although I can't sew, so I've never taken in any sewing. But actually, my teenage sons have started a lawn mowing business last year, and they're going to add landscaping this year. They also have done plowing and shoveling since we live in the upper Midwest, so usually there's plenty of snow except for this year. Of course, I've also done the cleaning and elderly care, and I have, since we live on a farm, I have also grown vegetables, meat, I sell eggs, I've also done pet sitting, and we also have to Airbnbs. So there are so many ways that you can serve others, and there's always people looking for services such as these. So now let's talk about the steps to take to build a successful service-based business. Whether you're considering starting a cleaning business or doing in-home daycare, here are some steps that you will want to take to get you off to a good start. So step number one is to define your niche or your specialization. So the first step is to define what is your specific expertise, skill, or service that you are going to offer. Identify this through your strengths and passions and your unique values that you have. And think about what sets you apart from the competition. Now, there is a lot of competition in my area for both cleaning and elderly care, but some of the things that set me apart is that I'm very trustworthy. I have great references, and I also always show up and have great communication with my clients or my customers. So this sets me apart from some others that maybe don't have those kind of characteristics. Number two is to create service offerings and packages. Now, this may take a little bit of experimentation. When I first started my service business, it's hard to know what other people are charging unless you're calling around and asking, but that can be awkward. So I started out definitely not charging enough. And then when I realized what other service-based companies charge, then I raised my rates. And also because I was building a good reputation for myself, then I was able to raise my rates again. So make sure you do some research ahead of time so you don't sell yourself short when it comes to income. It's a good idea to also to ask yourself, what specific services will I provide for my clients and what will be included in each package? You need to define your pay structure, your terms of service, and additional offerings or bonuses to add value to your packages. For example, I know some cleaners who make their own all-natural cleaning supplies. There are clients that prefer that. So that is an add-on service as an example for a cleaner. Okay, so the next step is to establish your brand and online presence. It is essential to establish a brand and your online presence in this day and age. This will attract and engage potential clients. Now, I don't want you to get too hung up on this. Like, it's important to have a logo and some messaging, but it doesn't need to be perfect right off the bat. So don't spend more than an hour creating these things. But you do want to be able to resonate with your target audience. It's a good idea to have a website, but if that is outside your skill level, then you can just have social media profiles to showcase your services and to share testimonies and to connect with your community. One place I highly recommend that you check out is doing a Google business page or Google business profile. This has made all the difference for my business. So I created a business page that way. When people search local cleaning services, my profile shows up. And then with my clients, after I have cleaned for them, I ask them to leave me a review on Google Business, and they do. And I only have a handful of reviews, but I get calls through Google Business page quite often. And if you are a cleaning business or that's the type of business that you're thinking about starting, you might want to share before and after photos of your work and the client testimonials to demonstrate the quality of your services. This also applies to if you have childcare in your home, having the parents write you a Google business review and taking pictures of activities that the children do. However, I highly recommend that you don't put the faces of the children on the internet without the parents' written permission. So the next step is to market and promote your services. So once you have a branding and an online presence, it's time to market and promote your services to attract clients. You can develop a marketing strategy that includes both online and offline tactics to reach your target audience effectively. You can utilize social media, advertising, email marketing. Depending on what kind of business you have, you could go to networking events. But I find that the best advertising, of course, is word of mouth referrals to generate leads and to grow your client base. You can offer special promotions or discounts to incentivize new clients to try your services. One thing that I have done in the past was give my cleaning clients a coupon to give to friends. And if their friend or someone they know booked a service with me, then I will give $20 off their next cleaning. And that has also worked well for me. Step five is to provide exceptional service and to build relationships. I think this goes without saying that you need to prioritize providing exceptional service and building relationships with your clients. Focus on exceeding their expectations, delivering high-quality work, and addressing their needs and concerns promptly. Make sure you have open communication, trust, offer loyalty to foster long-term relationships, and encourage repeat business and referrals. Remember that satisfied customers are your best advocates and will help fuel the growth of your service-based business. And so there you have it. Those are just five steps to start your ServiceSera business. Whether you're passionate about cleaning or caring for the elderly or children or providing beautiful outdoor spaces for people, there are definitely a lot of opportunities in the world of service-based entrepreneurship. Do you struggle with your mindset like I talked about at the beginning of this podcast? Are you not sure what God's calling for your life is? Are you overwhelmed with all the work from home opportunities and can't seem to stick to one path? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, then I encourage you to check out the Unique Calling Mentorship Program. This is an affordable monthly membership program with a team of coaches at your disposal. There's a mindset coach, a Christian calling coach, a coach that helps teachers exit the classroom, a life coach, and myself, a work from home coach. Not only that, there are trainings, accountability, and a community of like-minded Christians. So check the show notes, click the link so you can learn more about this exciting opportunity. Or you can always schedule a 30-minute discovery call with me and I will answer any questions that you may have and let you know if you are a good fit for the program or one-on-one coaching with me. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today and I will see you next time. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you can get weekly coaching from a certified life coach. The mentorship has a team of coaches who specialize in so many areas. Whether you need help starting or continuing your work from home journey, or you need help with confidence and boundaries, maybe you're struggling to find your calling. We have a team of coaches to help you with all of those areas plus more. This may be exactly what you are looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We can't wait for you to join us inside. There is a link in the show notes for more details. Finally, don't forget to take your quiz to discover your work-from-home personality. The link is also in the show notes. I will see you in the next episode, but until then, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not.